Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported one new COVID-19-related death. No other information was available except that COVID was determined to be the underlying cause of death and that it occurred in the Greater Sudbury District. This brings the total number of local deaths to 153 since March 2020 when the pandemic was officially declared. PHSD is also reporting 35 new cases of COVID-19, with 33 of the cases assigned to Greater Sudbury and 2 of the cases being from the Rural Sudbury District. Public Health also reported the accumulated total of local COVID cases in the past 27 months as 16,208, with 16,119 of those cases resolved in the same time period. It means that currently, there are 89 active cases in Sudbury. These numbers are for the past 2 days, since PHSD does not report statistics on Tuesdays. Also, the accuracy of new cases and known cases cannot be confirmed each day because COVID-19 testing is no longer being done for all suspected cases that occur in the community. With respect to the possible locations of the newly reported cases, PHSD said 21 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 2 new cases were assigned to the Rural Sudbury District, and 2 new cases for the Manitoulin District. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 82% of all people in the PHSD area. The Sudbury Health Unit has reported a declining number of outbreaks in the city at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city in recent weeks. There are 3 active COVID outbreaks as of June 29. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 16 patients with confirmed COVID-19 there, the hospital website reported Wednesday. This included 1 COVID patient in the intensive care unit. There were 3 other patients being investigated, tested, for COVID-19. None were in the ICU. HSN also said there is currently 1 active outbreak at the hospital, that being on the 5th floor south tower as of Friday, June 24, 2022.